This is 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Sarah D'Elia. Yesterday, we learned City Council President Maxine Parker died at the age of 69. We'll take a look at Parker's legacy, as well as what's next for the council. Plus, for the third time in 2 weeks, a major rating agency has evaluated Jefferson County's proposed new sewer debt, and the analysis is not promising. Kyle Whitmire with AL.com and the Birmingham News joins us now to discuss. Kyle, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So, Kyle, to start off, Maxine Parker passed away yesterday. Just last month, she had begun her third term on the council and was voted as council president. What will people most remember Parker for?
Well, I think they'll most remember her for fighting for her district. She was a pleasantly stubborn person. She was, I hate to call her politically shrewd. That sounds like she's conniving, but she fought for her district and she would hold out her vote to make sure that her district got what it needed. In particular, you have the neighborhood of Collegeville, which was sort of hemmed in by trains all the time. And she fought to have, a walking bridge and a flyover built there so those people could get in and out. That was a very expensive project. It was something that took a lot of city resources and now seems like it's finally going to come to fruition. But those are the sorts of things that she took very seriously, whether she was campaigning or working at the city council. She worked very hard. And she was really serving her constituents and not her own ego or her own needs.
As far as filling her position as council president, is there any sense of who that person will be and what kind of time frame the council's working on?
No, not really. I mean, the council, there's a quirk in the law. It says, if you have a certain amount of time before the next election, they can put it on that ballot. That election is too far off. So they will have to appoint a replacement. Now, the last time, two times we've had vacancies on the city council, the council sort of drug its feet until another election came along. But it looks like this time they'll have to make an appointment.
Switching gears here, Kyle, today you had an article come out on AL.com about a report Moody's Investor Service issued analyzing Jefferson County's plan to sell $1.7 billion of new sewer warrants to finance its plan to exit bankruptcy. The results weren't the best. What did we learn from the report?
Well, we learned that these are junk bonds, which we pretty much already knew. This is the third rating agency to look at Jefferson County's warrants. The first one, S&P, said that these were investment grade bonds or investment grade warrants. And that surprised a lot of people because the criteria that they set for what is investment grade didn't seem to match what Jefferson County was even saying in its own official statement. Then Fitch and Moody's came in behind them and said, no, there's serious concerns 10 years out about whether or not the county is going to be able to both pay debt service and meet its needs for maintaining the sewer system with the revenue stream it has. It will probably have to either borrow more money or have to raise sewer rates even further than it's already has with this plan. And there are real questions about, is the willingness going to be there to support even higher sewer rate increases 10 years into the future? This hurts the county. So it's not good news for the commissioners.
And it sounds like it's going to make selling these sewer warrants even more difficult.
Well, what rating agencies have in the past done for better or for worse, and oftentimes for worse, is give sellers credibility for taking something to market, even if there's risk involved. I mean, that was sort of their role they played in the mortgage crisis. They learned their lesson the hard way. And so now they're saying, look, we're not going to vouch for you unless you really have a good product to take out there and sell.
And finally, Kyle, again, a major rating agency has said this is not the best course of action. What do we do? What's the solution?
Well, eventually, we're going to have to decide whether or not we're going to pay the minimum balance on our county credit card forever, or if we're going to pony up some more revenue and pay this credit card off. That could come in the form of higher sewer rates. It could come in the form of a a non-user fee. Or, you know, one thing about this is that 2023, that 10-year out mark, is when the 1 cent sales tax finishes paying off all these school warrants. And I think what the commission is thinking is, all right, we'll get to that day and we'll move that tax to pay off the sewer debt.
Kyle Whitmire is a political reporter for AL.com and the Birmingham News. Kyle, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.